Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another edition of our program, Dare to Be Different. Just wonderful to have all of you tuning in, whether it's via the audio streaming Midway 1548 Satellite Islam and on the DSTV 826. And a beautiful week, bit of topsy-turvy weather. We've had some cold spells, lots of rain. The rain has come down in buckets in some places and has caused lots of destruction. But we are truly very, grateful for the beneficial rain that we've had on our side. German, if you looked at the weather and we found that there's been massive destruction, and we look at articles coming out, and I saw one that says yesterday, 21st century, brace yourself for more of this unpredictable weather. And when we look at that, yes, truly the Almighty is in charge of the weather patterns that we have. This morning we've got a wonderful, wonderful guest, and that's Chris, I beg your pardon, we've got Kerry online with us, and Kerry Goodwin is no stranger. And this morning we're talking about Garden Day. Garden Day, yes, what's Garden Yay. Day? And yes, she says, yay, yay, the background. Can you hear Kerry shouting, yay, 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 yay? Well, Garden Day is something that has been with us now for the last 2 years. In 2016, Garden Day's team planted the seed for South Africa's first ever Garden Day, which sprouted as an idea from a group of enthusiastic local gardeners who wanted to start a movement to unite South Africans by creating a day where everyone can enjoy and celebrate their gardens together. So that's what Garden Day is all about. And to help us this morning and to take on your queries, any questions that you have, is Kerry Goodwin. Hi, good morning, Kerry.
Good morning. How are you, Israel?
Very well, thank you. Yes, I heard you say yay, and it must be a fantastic day. Tell us about Garden Day and what's happening.
Well, I think Garden Day is all about actually celebrating and enjoying your garden. So you're not supposed to work in your garden at all. You're supposed to enjoy the fruits of your labor that you've been doing for the last year or last 6 weeks if it only started in spring. And it's to go and maybe pick the strawberries and make a, strawberry cheesecake and decorate your cheesecake and invite friends around. Or go and have some lovely, have a braai and barbecue and use the rosemary from your garden. So it's really just to get out into your garden, not to work in it, but just to, what do you love about your garden? And to share that with your friends, because maybe not everybody has a garden or something that they could even call a garden. And it doesn't even matter if it's a little balcony garden where you've got your herbs and you pick your basil from to put on your pizzas at night, or if it's a lush lawn and your kids play cricket on it or whatever it might be. It's just to actually go outside and enjoy the space that all of us might call a garden.
Thank you very much for that. And I think when many of us as gardeners, when it comes to this time of the year, we forget about ourselves when we're out in the garden early in the morning and late at night, late in the evening, we're still busy gardening.
Yeah.
And looking at statistics, it says that, we only have about 20% of the time of the whole, season that we really set or you enjoy our garden. But that's very little, because compared to the amount of effort that one puts into a garden. I want to read a quote that I saw that from Jane Griffiths. It says, in our 21st century of absolute convenience and consumerism, we have become disconnected from nature, especially living in cities, says gardening author Jane Griffiths. My organic vegetable garden is not only my oasis and sanctuary, it provides us with healthy organic vegetables and herbs. And I encourage everyone to put down their phones and switch off their TVs and go outside into your garden or a friend's garden and enjoy reconnecting with nature this Garden Day. It's a beautiful quote, isn't it?
Absolutely lovely. And I think that epitomizes what Garden Day is about. It's just loving what's outside. It could be the marigolds that are a little bit fragrant. It could be the lavenders that you brush past. I was fortunate enough to be on a Ludwig's bus tour yesterday, and we went to go and look at different gardens and the beautiful roses that are in them. And, I just loved everything about it. You had these gorgeous lush roses, and then your hydrangeas are starting to flower, and the bees are buzzing around everywhere, and I saw a new bird, and I just thought, this is what it's all about. This is what we're supposed to take time out from our busy lives and just be with friends and be in our garden. I think it's the best therapy anybody could ever get.
And another quote, gardeners and florists are the happiest of all professions, nearly twice as happy as people in more prestigious and better paid jobs. Do you agree with that?
Be happy. I love my job. I think it's because we're filled with all the beautiful colors of the plants surrounding us. Also it's, we're outdoors, we're in the sun, so we don't have vitamin D deficiencies and all that sort of thing. And I just think we, as Jane Griffith said, and similar to that quote, we're reconnecting with the earth. So we're becoming a little bit grounded. We realize that we're not the only people in the universe. You know, there's other things that are part of the system, and we're just a part of nature. And I think that's what gardening does. It makes you feel a part of a whole. And so you're not so maybe isolated. I think sometimes, you know, with all the technology that we have, you kind of become you and your computer, or you and your iPad, and you have the, say, friends, but they're on the other side of a screen. Whereas when you go into your garden, it's alive, and it's just bursting with joy for you to enjoy.
Well, you know, we want to celebrate this particular day in a different way, and I know you're going to help us with that, and you've got some lovely prizes. Just tell us about that so that we can get people into the mood to understand really what Garden Day is about and what we're celebrating, Ola.
So what we thought we'd do to encourage people to celebrate their gardens is to phone into you and say what they love about their garden, what makes it special to them, or how they are celebrating Garden Day. So maybe they are having friends around. Maybe, you know, at the garden center here, we're going to, and what Garden Day recommended, is they go and make flower crowns, you know. So all of our ladies are going to become princesses today, with have beautiful flowers in their hair and that sort of thing. So we're going to be celebrating Garden Day that way. But how are your listeners celebrating Garden Day, and what makes their Garden Day special? And if they phone in, then they could win 3 gift vouchers, or a gift voucher to Keith Kirsten to the value of 300 Rand. And we have 3 of them to give away. And they just have to use it before the end of this month and come in and store to collect it.
Well, thank you very much. So all we want to know is tell us something about your garden. Doesn't have to be how you're, you know, celebrating, but tell us about your garden. Anything that's special about your garden. What do you think you're going to be doing in your garden today? What's so special? Do you have a special corner in your garden? Do you have a special plant in your garden? Do you have a special reflective space that you could call your garden? Is there anything that you'd like to share with us? It doesn't matter what it is, and there's a wonderful prize waiting for you. So we've got 3 wonderful prizes waiting for anyone who calls in. The number to dial this morning, 85415 48. Mom, waiting, taking your calls. So as in each cup voucher, the value of 300 Rand. So a beautiful prize. And yes, there's the proviso. It's got to be used before the end of the month. And you've got to collect it at, Carrie would definitely give us the information towards the end of the program. Now, we're talking about not just celebrating, but of course to be out in your garden. Now, we work so hard, and Gary, I'm not too sure if this helps for all listeners, but this year the garden seems to be blooming and fantastically, you know, just gorgeous when you go out in there and you see, wow, you know, there's so many wow factors in your garden. You're going, wow, this plant is looking magnificent. And now that we've had some wonderful rains and we've had beautiful sunshine, a little bit cold in the mornings, and we've had all of that coming, so the, you know, the right mixture, you know, for gardens to bloom is there. And everyone you talk to is saying, you know, my garden is doing so well. Even if you have a space just that you can call a little herb garden, tell us about it. Tell us what's so special about your garden. It doesn't have to be a, you know, very big garden. It doesn't have to be that garden that says wow to everybody. It says wow to you, and that's important. So number to dial, 85415 48. Is that correct, Carrie?
Yeah, that's perfect. Just tell us what makes your garden special. And as you said, I love the idea that you, it could be a special plant. Because for me, plants and actually scents evoke a whole lot of memory. So when I smell certain things in the garden, one of my favorites is the blue moon rose. And whenever I see or I go and smell the blue moon rose, it takes me back to when I was 13 years old and I used to push trolleys in the garden center. And then my lunchtime I used to go and sit in the rose garden and enjoy my lunch. And the rose that I loved the most at that time was blue moon. So I think it could even be that type of, you know, plants have such memories. They evoke feelings in us. And that's what Garden Day is. It's just, what is your garden speaking to you about? What is it telling you? Why do you want to go and sit outside in your garden? Or maybe inside. You know, some people have created most beautiful, whether it be like a little hothouse where they're growing infinite little orchids or bonsais or carnivorous plants. You know, so, I mean, garden doesn't have to be that big, luscious garden with the lawn and the trees. There's such a move towards very specialized gardening now. So we get a lot of people who are focusing on, you know, hydroponics, and they're looking at how they can grow the most tastiest vegetables in a soilless medium. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, that sounds very hard. And yet they just love that idea. And they wouldn't think of growing a cabbage in a pot or a lettuce in a pot, but they are going to grow it in, I want to say, their fish tank and have a polystyrene tray on the top. So even that could be your garden. It could be something that is your relationship with plants, and let's celebrate that.
Yes, so there's so much you can share with us, whatever it is. And while we're looking at that, and whilst waiting for the callers to come through, the number to dial 854-1548. Kerry, I've got the first caller online. Let's take that one on. Assalamu alaikum. Hi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Please go ahead. We're listening.
Yeah, I'm very fond of gardening, passionate about it. I've done my own garden myself. It is beautiful. But the beauty of it is this time of the year when the sunflower seeds come up, I find that the bees and the butterflies and the birds in my garden enjoy those sunflower seeds. Every morning after Fajr, you know, when the sun rises, they are all there to, you know, pick off the sunflower seeds. And the birds thoroughly enjoy of it. They eat it all up, you know.
Oh,
as damaged things, and that is lovely. I look at it through my window, through my bedroom window, because I'm a cancer patient. And when I, you know, it just makes me so happy to have contributed to nature.
Well, thank you very much. I think a very inspirational call. What do you think, Kerry?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's wonderful. And just the, that sharing and the enjoyment of the sharing of your garden with the wildlife, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's very heartwarming, you know.
Yes.
You feel your effort wasn't wasted. Even the beautiful nature, the animals are enjoying it, you know, the creation of the Almighty.
Yeah.
No, that's very heartwarming.
Thank you very much. But don't forget, sister, to leave your number with your contact details with Muhammad so that we can pass it on to Kerry so then you can go down to collect your wonderful prize. So do leave your number with, but a wonderful call, and we do appreciate it. You set the tone for this morning. Thank you very much.
Jazakallah.
Kerry, I think that's a wonderful one, and I must say to you that, you know, it's a very brave lady to come in and be able to talk about her own, whatever it is, and yet she's able to enjoy nature, and that's what we want people to talk about. Tell us what's your garden, why it's so special, and I think this is a wonderful one. We've got another call online, let's take that one. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Please go ahead, are you part of your... Hello. Hello.
Did we lose him?
We seem to have lost that caller. Please do call in again. We do apologize. We seem to have lost that caller. The number to dial 854-1548. And Kerry, when we're talking about this, you know, the sister was talking about how she just peeking out of your window and be able to see the birds taking off the sunflowers. It must be a wonderful, wonderful feeling, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And you know, when you talk about that sort of thing, one of the gardens we visited yesterday had lots of different bird feeders and those types of things. And you could see that the dad, maybe he wasn't a gardener as such. He loved the garden, but it was more his wife's thing. But when he spoke about the bird, then he was like, oh, and I put this out for this bird and this out for this bird. And so he's got another aspect of the garden. And I think that's what it's also about. It's a family affair, gardening. You know, you might not love all the plants that are in your garden. One of the ladies says, oh, no, I can't plant that plant. My husband won't like it. But they're just, there's certain things that each person within the family will love within the garden. So Garden Day, again, is getting your family into the garden and each one enjoying, maybe it's the treehouse, maybe it's the swing, maybe it's the birds, whatever it could be outside.
Well, everyone can reap the rewards of your, you know, of your garden, whether it's the weeding, the planting, the watering, the digging, the deadheading, the labouring, no matter how big or small your garden and plant boxes, kick back and celebrate the beauty of gardening. You know, just go out there and tell us what it is. We've got another call in line that's like that. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I think I was cut off earlier on.
I do apologize. Please go
Not
ahead.
Not a problem. My wife says I must sleep in the garden because the first thing I get up is I go into the garden. That's the first thing I do. I don't have the best of garden.
That's fine. Go ahead. Tell
but
us how special about it.
The first thing I have to do is go into the garden. And my intention is whatever I grow into the garden is for the birds. Whatever they use out of that is for the garden.
Okay, and what is this? Anything special that you're growing for the birds? Tell us something about that.
Well, I know there's an Egyptian fern that's there, so they use that a lot for nesting.
Okay.
Oh, brilliant.
And I've got like three or four of them. And I think that every home should have one because, you know, it's not us that benefit out of it. It's the birds that actually need nesting facilities. So they are builders of the universe.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate your call. And Kerry, another wonderful call. Brother,
what
don't
a lovely idea.
Fantastic. I think we've got some brilliant ideas coming in. And don't forget your number and leave it to our engineer as well.
I did give it to him already.
Thank you very much for your call. It's much appreciated. Thanks for joining. We've got another call online. Let's take that one on. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Please go ahead.
I've got many pot plants in my house and a few outside, but the most special one is a plant I inherited from my late mom. Just shortly before she died, she got a snippet from someone, and it was a small little leaf. Today, I don't know what the plant is called or whatever. Today, it's got huge plants, almost, leaves, the size of a plate. And I always kiss the leaves because it reminds me of my mom's wrinkled cheeks. Jazakallah.
Well, sister, don't go off. Leave your number and your name with our engineer. I think it's a wonderful call. Kerry, what do you think about that call?
Oh, I think it's lovely. It's that triggering of memories and just joyous. And I'm hoping the lady will send in a photo so we can try and identify the plant for her.
Yes. If she does come in to collect a prize, maybe. That's the time she can bring it in. And I love that, description of a saucer and the wrinkles. And I think so many strong memories it evokes.
Absolutely. Wow.
Wow, wow. Thank you very much. I think people are making our garden day without even getting out in our gardens this morning. Thank you, listeners. We've run on well. Those are our three prizes gone. Kerry, I think, has gone very, very quickly.
Very, very quickly. So we should have been giving way more prizes.
Well, thank you very much. I must say thank you. Thank you to Kerry for offering those wonderful prizes. And but still, others, you can still call in. We'd love to hear your memories. Tell us about your garden. You may not win a prize, but tell us. We'd love to hear what it is that makes your garden so special. Tell us a little bit. It may not, like you said, the sister said it was a leaf, a snippet her mum had got, a slip that her mum had gotten grown, and now it's a wonderful plant. Anything that makes your garden special to you, not to everyone else, but makes it special to you, tell us about that. And I think that's so important. Kerry, can you tell us something? What makes your garden special?
My garden at the moment is special because it's a grassland garden. And so now we've got all those, after the winter, all the grasses died down and they weren't looking really good. And now all of a sudden, all the fluorescence are coming back onto the grasses. So there's going to be the seeds that the birds can eat. So I can start feeding the birds a little bit less because they're eating me out of house and home. And it's quite strange because of the wind that we've been having. I love the way when I get to see the grasses blowing in the wind. And so I think it's the peacefulness of the sound that I hear when I go out into the garden. So when I get home in the evening, then I often just go and sit and I actually just listen to the sound of what's happening in the evening in our garden, and maybe not always in the sunlight because we get to enjoy the garden centers during the day. But then at night, and I've got quite a few, I want to say, I actually don't know the name of the plant, but it flowers only at night. So during the day, the flower's buds are closed. It's like a white, almost like a daisy-type flower. And then in the evenings, then these beautiful white flowers open, and they just peer out in between the grasses. So I think for me at the moment, what I'm loving about my garden is that it's summer again, and we're getting to go outside in the evenings, and I eat my dinner outside listening to the sounds of what I can hear in the garden.
Thank you very much. We've got a call online. Let's take it, and thereafter we're going to go for a break. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Hello.
I'd just like to share my gardening experience.
Please do go ahead.
For many years, I've not had much success with roses, and with much disappointment and a bit of an expensive trial and error, I pursued and went to garden centers and learned more about companion planting. And say for the last 2 years, I've learned, the companion plants would actually keep away the hojas and the aphids away from the roses. So this year, with great success, I've got three standard roses that are just blooming and blossoming, just brought life and color to the garden. And it motivated me to work on the rest of the garden. Yeah, so it inspired me. And with that, we planted lavender at the bottom because I've heard that they keep away some aphids in it. along with the wild garlic, and with that it's attracted a lot of bees. So that's been a buzz of activity, and the kids just love it.
Thank you very much. Where are you calling in from, if I may ask?
From the Benoni area.
Benoni area. Well, fantastic story, I must say. What a wonderful story. What do you think about that, God, Carrie?
You know, I think what's true of gardening is actually you do have a little bit of trial and error, and you mustn't get disheartened by it. So I love your persistent spirit and that you went and tried to find out what you could do best, and then the glory is in your garden, that your roses are flowering beautifully. And I companion planting is so important, because if we can try and get rid of those pests that we don't want naturally, and then it makes our other plants do even better. And as you say, when you have the bees and the pollination happening, that's what it's supposed to be. That's that cycle that's getting everything included into your garden. Just wonderful.
It is, yeah, and the kids love it too.
Well, thank you very much. Unfortunately, we don't have any more prizes, but I must say to you, a wonderful story, and yes, a success story. And this is what it's all about. Like Carrie said, you go out in your garden, you learn from your garden. Your garden is your teacher. Your garden is your teacher. It'll teach you so many things, and it'll teach you, and by trial and error. And I must say, one of the things I always say to people, if nothing else, it teaches you patience. It teaches reflective moments. You go out there, and you are able to do all of that. Do you agree with that, Carrie?
Absolutely, for sure. And sometimes I think you get impatient, and we try to rush it. And then the plants are saying, wait. I mean, if you almost sometimes you get so impatient that you forget. You think, well, it's never going to happen. And then all of a sudden, like with your bulbs, you just see this beautiful flower coming through, and you're like, oh my word. It's like the amaryllis bulbs that are starting to flower now. You know, it's been all these long leaves and nothing's really happening. But when that flower comes through, it just takes your breath away. And you're like, oh, so well worth the wait.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to go for a break. When we come back, we'll continue. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you're just tuning, my name is Ismail Vriyava. It's our program, Dare to Be Different, a wonderful edition this morning, and we're talking about Garden Day as a source of creativity and a space to reflect, an awakening of sense, a daily dose of therapy and healing, a place to stay grounded and find peace, a gateway to growth and prosperity, a space to appreciate nature, and a foundation for the creation of beauty. Gardening is so much more than just a hobby. It's a lifestyle. From flower gardeners to water-wise patio planters, greenhouse enthusiasts and vegetable Vikings, South African gardeners are invited to celebrate their love of gardening this Garden Day. So for those not green-fingered and avid horticulturists, the love of nature, the patio people, and those who just love getting their hands dirty, this day is for you to appreciate all the time and effort that goes into creating something unique, something that can bring so much pleasure. That's what it's all about. It sums it up so beautifully, Carrie.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was going to say, you took the words right out of my mouth. It's just, oh. And I think, you know, I love the idea that a day has been put aside to celebrate our gardens, because I think we do just get caught up in the hustle and bustle of our daily lives. And actually, maybe a lot of people don't have a garden. So I think one of the things we can also look at today is to share your garden with someone. And maybe if you don't have a garden, go into your local park or go and visit your local garden center. You know, they might have specials on for you. Or I know at our garden centers we're having tea and coffee and drinks. You know, so maybe if you don't have a plant in your home but you want to be a part of this garden day, then go and visit one of your local garden centers and enjoy their plants.
I think that's so important, that even if you don't have that green space, you can call a garden. But even, I'm sure there's a neighbor in your area, perhaps there's someone that you know that's an enthusiast, just knock on his door and say, I'm here to celebrate Garden Day with you. Or, I've come to see your garden, perhaps. I'm sure that they wouldn't mind that one. I've just come to see your garden. Something like that. And if not, perhaps just, like you said, take a drive, go to our beautiful garden centers. There's some stunning things happening and plants that you may see. You may be inspired and say, come on, I'm going to buy two or three plants. And before you know, like they say, gardening is not just a hobby. It's a lifestyle. It's become part of your lifestyle.
Yeah. I think when you were saying maybe knock on your neighbor's door, they would actually probably be so gobsmacked and then so enthusiastic, because I find a lot of the gardeners that I meet, or people who love gardening, they love to share. So whether it's sharing their joy of their garden, or sharing their plants with you, or cuttings, or whatever it might be. You know, that was one of the suggestions on the Garden Day website, is actually invite some friends around and tell them to bring some of their rare and different plants, and then you can share your plants with each other. And so gardeners do love to share. And I mean, imagine if you had somebody knock on your door and you had a beautiful garden. Wouldn't you want to just go and say, oh, come and look and see this and see that, just like those listeners who phoned us earlier and said what made their garden special. Share what you love about your garden with each other and your neighbors.
Well, according to the study, people traditionally spend more than 20% gardening time than they do relaxing their gardens. Some even spend the equivalent of a month each year planting, weeding and watering. So it's no surprise that almost two-thirds, 70% wish they could give more time to relaxing in their gardens. And that's what it's all about this morning. We want you to go out there. Forget about your tools. Forget about your gloves. Just go out there and to do some gardening.
Yeah.
The study also uncovered that participants feel happiest in their gardens more than doing going out. That's 18% or watching television. And a significant 9 out of 10 participants reported health and well-being benefits from spending time outdoors in their gardens.
Yeah, I think in terms of healthiness, it's definitely one of the best things that you can do in our busy lives is to just be outside and be a part of something different and stop and smell the roses.
Yes, we want people to
eat the food that you've grown.
And that, I think, is a big thing. Carrie, I must, whilst we're waiting, they would like to share their special moments in the garden, whatever it is. The number to dial 854-1540. But food security is so high on everybody's agenda. Last week we had a program and we had a guest who spoke about, you know, medicinal herbs. And I was amazed the amount of callers calling in, not only at the program, but thereafter, saying, can we get some of those plants? Where do you get them from? And, you know, everyone is looking at their well-being and everyone wants a better lifestyle. And we all know what we're ingesting when we buy things from supermarkets and so forth. So this is the time to go out there, even if you can do nothing else, just to grow your own food.
Yeah, I think, and there is a big move to that. I mean, even trees now, you know, we often talk about the lettuces and the spinach and the little seedlings that we grow, which I think that's very, very important. But a lot of people are even trying to grow, you know, their own lemons, their own oranges, the different varieties that they actually find in the stores, pomegranates, just... And even in the smaller spaces that we have, you know, a lot of our fruit trees have been adapted that you could put them into pots. And they'll do really nicely on your balcony. And so maybe you're not getting a shade tree anymore, but you're getting a tree that's going to provide you with healthy, delicious, you know, fruit. And that's very important. Or putting a grape up over a pergola or something like that so you can have your own grapes in the December, January, February months.
Thank you very much. We've got another call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam, Ismail bhai.
Go ahead.
You know, about Garden Day, when I was little, I remember I stole a rose off my neighbor's garden and I never knew what the name of the rose was. But Umar had caught me and he gave me such a spanking that I still remember up to today. And
oh my goodness.
He made me promise not to do that anymore. But now I'm a very keen gardener, and I bought this rose, and I was looking for the rose because it had such a beautiful fragrance that you can't believe. As I grew up with my love for gardening, coming from my grandmother, my paternal grandmother, who had dahlias the size of dinner plate.
Wow.
You know, it all comes back now. And I searched for the rose that I stole from Umar's garden. Eventually, I found the rose. Well, you know, when I grew up, and then I bought this rose, and it was a black rose. They call it a black rose, but it's actually a papamilan. And whenever I look at this rose, my duas go out to them. Do you understand?
Thank you very much. I think
thank you. And that's such a beautiful word.
Gardening is like zikr. Do you understand? Sari might not understand what zikr is.
Let me just interrupt. It's, you know, where you go out and you know, you praise the Almighty and you do that type of thing. So that's what he's likening. When he goes out into his garden, he does it reflective.
Yeah.
Carry on. Go ahead.
Look, I mean, you know, gardening is like nature. It's like being close to your creator. It is there, it is live. And a person, I'm sorry to say, that hasn't got the love for nature and gardening, I don't know, they've got to human or not human.
A very harsh comment, I must say, but thank you.
I mean, gardening, you know, being garden day, look, it's not a religious holiday or something, but, you know, every day, you think of gardening, you think of the love, you think of what the Creator has given us, and, you know, some of us don't appreciate it. All right, then. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your calling. Where are you calling from?
No, I'm calling from Mayfair.
Jazakumullah khair. Thank you very much. I know it is hard for our listeners to understand. People are calling from different parts. But thank you very much for the call. Much appreciated.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Look at that one. You know, Papi Miles. Wow. I don't know. Did you hear that name? I think it's gone. Something. Did you hear that one, Gary?
Yes. And what a, you know, that's a stunning rose. I could quite understand why he might be tempted to take it. It's really one of those beautiful red roses that I think every girl would like to get on a Valentine's Day. So.
You know, when he just started off, I thought, you know, they said if you always take something that doesn't belong to you with a plant, it grows better in your garden than your neighbor's. I thought he was going to come up with that. We've got another call in line. Let's take that one. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, Islam, please go ahead.
I'm going to stand in the kitchen listening to your program. I'm an avid listener every Sunday morning.
Thank you very much for that.
And I'm going to smell, I got pink and red roses. I'm waiting to go smell my roses.
Okay.
I push two bushes full, red and pink roses.
And
I got my herb garden, which I enjoy. And I just want to be a little bit nostalgic. My mom, she was a very good avid gardener, and she's passed on now. And the plants that she used to touch now don't grow anymore.
They don't grow anymore?
No. They're missing her.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, so you say they seem to have, you know, bonded with her and they're not growing. And do you know what particular plants were they? Hello?
Hello?
Do you know what plants they were?
The fern.
Okay.
And that's her indoor plant that where she used to sit on her sofa.
Okay.
Then she's got other ones. The other one she had, what they call them? They had pink flowers with big green...
Anthurium?
I don't know what's the name of the plant, but she used to love them. And they were growing wild.
Okay, and ever since she's passed on, you say they're not growing any longer?
Her fern, because she used to, when she used to water it, it used to grow. When she tells us, okay, I'm going out for a holiday now, please water my fern. It was just missing her. The color just like disappeared.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, thank you very much for the story. And you're calling.
I'm a very avid listener of this program.
And where are you calling in from? Just tell our listeners.
Bracken.
Bracken. Thank you very much for listening in and for sharing your story. It is really. Thank you very much. You take care. Thanks.
And now my garden is growing well, all over flowers and plants and. One second, excuse me. I got bird nests that are growing from a very big tree in my backyard. But for the last two storms, they never fell down.
Okay. Wow. Lovely.
So then maybe you should get little chicks.
See?
Will you get a little chicks? Have you seen little baby birds come out yet?
No, maybe because I'm always got birds flying all over. I got a bird bath. I always put water for them. I always put food for them.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that and telling us this. But thank you for sharing.
Jazakallah.
Thank you. Waalaikumsalam. Another wonderful story, yes. And we're having some beautiful stories coming through, Gary.
Yes, absolutely. It just makes me so filled with love and joy.
Yes, you know, when you think about it. And sometimes, you know that maybe the plant associated with her mother and so forth is no longer there. Maybe they, whatever the reasons. We've got another call, and let's take that one. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Please go ahead.
We lived in Denelton for about 15 years. We had a very, very big garden there. We planted lots of fruit trees. We had over about 50 mango trees.
Wow.
Lovely big flower garden. From there we moved to Middleburg. We started a garden again. We always try to listen to your program. You had my husband on your program once on avocados because we had lovely avocados in Denelton.
Right.
And now 2 months we've moved to Leeds, where we sort of semi-retiring with a postage stamp, a little piece of garden space. But it's giving us great fun just starting, planning, being in the garden, and we've learned a lot from your program every Sunday.
Thank you very much. It's much appreciated. I do appreciate it. And tell us, is there any special plant that you have in your garden this time?
I've just been yesterday. I was preparing the sand and the soil and putting compost and fertilizer and things because there was no garden really.
Okay.
So I'm looking at the space we have. We have a semi-shady area, so I've got to. I went to buy plants yesterday that's meant for semi-shade, and I'm going in that little space for ferns, and I want to plant. I want to make it like a moonlight garden. I want to put ferns and white flowers.
Wow.
Front piece is like a lot of sun. I want to go in for succulents in there.
Oh, nice.
And cacti.
Thank you very much for sharing that. What a wonderful story. Yes, thank you very much. And you say you've moved now from a bigger to a smaller to a smallest. But even the postage size, I think it's just going to give you lots of joy. Everything of the best in your gardening. And do come and share with us. Thank you very much for the call. It's much appreciated.
Jazakallah
khair. Thank you very much. Yes, Carrie, another wonderful story this morning.
Lovely story. You know, I was thinking when she was speaking about the avos, is how we had avos for dinner last night, but they are obviously the trees stopped giving us avos now. So that's our first store-bought one for season. And I said to my mum, they just don't taste nearly as good as the ones that we got off our own tree.
Talking about that, I think the same thing was said to us yesterday. We had lettuce, and my brother said to eat this lettuce. And they said, why is it so special? It just comes from the garden.
Yeah.
You know, it's so different. So, you know, I must say too that if you have these from your own, you know where it's grown, you know how it's grown, and I think you know all the care and love that's gone into it. It's just so special.
Yeah. And just one other thing on the last lady you phoned in, which I think so important and some of us forget, is the preparation that goes into making a good garden. Because if you feed your plants with healthy soil and good fertilizer and good compost, they are going to reward you even more. So I think when you plan in your garden or you're buying a new plant, just remember the preparation that goes into buying it. I mean, the one lady I met yesterday, I said to her, oh, let's buy the rose. She said, no, I want to get the compost and the fertilizer and the rose all together, and I want to make sure I have time to plan and do it properly. She said, I don't want to just get the rose and then I take it home and it sits in the bag and I don't, you know, give it the necessary requirements that is going to make it grow beautifully. And I really respected that. I respected the fact that she took a step back and said, I'm going to plan it. And once I've done my planning, then it's going to all happen. And I'm going to be so well rewarded with the plant.
Thank you very much for that. And I've got, someone who shared some, homemade remedy to help with the aphids. And someone's called in for the last week. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to do that. Could I share that with the listeners now? And it's
absolutely.
It's 2 liters of water, 2 tablespoons of bicarb, 1 tablespoon of sunlight liquid, and 1 tablespoon of oil. It doesn't have to be fresh oil, any oil. And you take it and you give this a good shake, and thereafter you spray it. But the secret of this is to ensure, you know, every 7 to 10 days you've got to spray it. And if you have a rainfall, then immediately the next day to respray it. So this would help, and I'm the sunlight liquid and the oil, and that is to ensure that I think the bicarb sticks onto the plant. Have you heard of this remedy before?
I was going to say the bicarb one is new to me, but definitely the sunlight liquid helps as a sticker, and then the oil actually covers the breathing holes of the insects, and then that's what gets rid of the aphids because they can't breathe. So it actually it's a wonderful remedy. It sounds like it will work very, very nicely.
Thank you, Diana. And that was shared with us about 2 weeks ago. And before we sign off this morning, the address of the where people could pick up the vouchers?
Oh, that's great. It's on it's Keith Kirsten, and it's on the corner
just let me write that. It's Keith Kirsten. It's on the corner of
Waterfall Drive.
Waterfall Drive.
And Country Estate Drive.
And Country Estate Drive.
Waterfall Wilds.
Waterfall Wilds. Midrand. I must say to you, it's a beautiful space to be in. I've been there, and I must say it's just wonderful when you go out there. It's so tranquil. You think you're out in the countryside. A lovely experience. So even if you haven't won a prize, to just take a drive out there and to come see this beautiful garden center. It's the Keith Kirsten Corner, Waterfall Drive and Country Estate. Country Estate Drive, Waterfall Wilds. And I think the best landmark is the Mall of Africa. Is that correct?
Yes, it's just below the Mall of Africa.
Just below the Mall of Africa. So if you are going out there, and then to give your name and just tell them you'd like to speak to Kerry. And I don't know how we're going to do that. Kerry, do they have to get some sort of identification? Because I'll send the names through to you.
Yeah, I've got the names already, so I'll organize the vouchers, and they just can come past and collect them.
Well, thank you very much. And tell us, you know, I've had some queries about herbs. Do you have anything in special? Do you have a comfrey, by the way? Lots of people looking for comfrey last week. Do you have the comfrey at the garden center?
We don't have comfrey at the moment.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I think it's far more, I could be wrong, in autumn and winter.
Okay.
It's in borage. They seem to go, you would get borage now, and then the comfrey prefers the cooler months.
Okay.
I might just, that's what my memory says, but my memory could be a little bit wrong. But at the moment, or going into this week, we actually are going to put our veggies on special to encourage people to start getting healthy before the holidays and all that sort of thing. So, our veggies are going on special later on this week from Wednesday onwards.
And do you know what they would term the design, the smaller vegetables? So, for example, the smaller cucumbers, aubergines and all of that, do you have that in stock?
We have the little marrows, the finger marrows, not the aubergines yet, just we've got good old-fashioned egg fruits. But they can also still go in a pot, and you can put them on a trellis to make them stand up and support them if they need. Otherwise, their stems are quite strong. We've got the baby tomatoes, the normal-sized tomatoes, all the different lettuces, even some cabbage still. So we have quite a wide variety of different things that healthy eating herbs and veggies, you know, and in hanging bowls as well. So maybe if you don't have the space, then we've got lovely parsley bowls or thyme bowls or baskets that you can hang on your balcony.
I've got a query that has come through with regards to the listeners' roses. Roses was eaten by, or the aphids have taken over. You then, you know, sprayed with the plant care, rose plant care, and thereafter everything just died on him. What do you think had gone wrong?
The plant case shouldn't have done anything to kill the roses unless it was a very strong concentration, but even so, it shouldn't have killed the roses. Maybe they need to dig one of the roses up and come and see, bring it to the garden center so we could have a look at it and see. Did it die from the stem? As I say, normally your pesticides wouldn't have any detrimental effects on your plants. They're only supposed to affect the insects. Unless the aphids were really so bad before they had managed to spray that they'd already sucked out all the juices of the plant, so the plant was in a very distressed state. But normally you could, you know, roses, you could even just prune them and they should come back again. So maybe the roses aren't completely dead. They could just take their nail and scratch a little bit and see. But the best bet would maybe be to send a photo. If you go onto our website, you could upload a photo and I could try and have a look and see how we could help you.
Well, thank you very much. I think that brings us to another wonderful edition of our program, Dare to Be Different. And this morning we have been different, and it's Garden Day 2017. If you don't know and haven't got your own garden, you can perhaps knock on to your neighbors. If not, go out to see some garden centers. Just go out to enjoy the wonderful day. That's all for me. Thank you very much, Kerry. I do appreciate
it.
And thanks for the vouchers. And
we'll
take care. Thanks.
Thanks, Ben. Keep well.
Bye-bye. And that was Kerry Goodwin giving us some wonderful, we had a wonderful program and wonderful prizes. But that's all for me. Until we meet again, inshallah. Wali Ahmed Waja in for the news. Until we meet again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.